banging on the sides like of silos.
Like an evil clown.
Yeah.
Like angry anti-war vandal clowns.
Right, we've talked about
drag.
We've talked about everything from clowns to transvestites to what the most manly sport is tonight. Still an hour remains, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. We go right to the phones. Ladies come first. Ruth in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk about Javier Solano.
Who?
Javier Solano. Are you
Who's
familiar?
That? No.
Okay, he is the leader of the European Union. He is like the 11th horn spoken of in the book of Daniel. But anyways, he controls the European Union.
What's his name? Javier what?
Javier Solano. He's a high representative of the Western European Union, which is controlled by 10 leaders. And he was the last country to join, which...
And you said he was written about in the Bible? Is that right?
He is the prophesied Antichrist. That's what I'm trying to explain to
wow.
you.
Now, Mark, you actually went to religious school. Did you see anything about Javier in the Bible?
Javier wasn't mentioned by name, but they certainly did mention the Antichrist.
Okay, now, how is it that you...
How
is it that he's the Antichrist?
Okay, first of all, there are two documents, European documents, you can see on the European site that are that he created himself. The first one is document 666, and that gives him the power to control the European Union.
Did he just write this by himself and give it to the European Union and just gets to take power of the entire thing?
They gave him, I don't know how, but they gave him the power.
Wow.
I can't imagine that politicians would just, you're in charge now.
Yeah, well, they did.
So wait a minute. If this guy is in charge of the European Union and he's the Antichrist, does that make George Bush Jesus?
No, actually, I was going to read you something else that just happened recently. Bush was in the EU-US summit the week, and he met with Javier Solano. And at that meeting, they decided, the European Union, all the leaders, NWO.
They
decided to give Javier Solano all the civil police and military resources of all the 25 EU states. They're placed at his disposal.
So what does this mean for you, Ruth? What does this mean for you?
Well, starting 2007, January 2007, and Israel was the first to sign onto this. It's called the European Neighborhood Policy. It's official. Beginning 2007, the European Union approved billions of dollars to give money to different countries that have signed up with them, the Mediterranean and African countries, Israel. They're going to give them funding beginning January 2007.
Okay. So foreign aid. So what about it?
Through January 2007 through 2013, which is a seven-year period. In the middle of the seven-year period, Javier Solano is going to check, this is all official, check to see if they're all the countries are doing what they're supposed to do. If
now,
not,
is the seven-year thing important? Is that something biblical, too?
Right. So what you're saying is
it's a covenant with many.
So are you saying that the Great Tribulation is going to be starting in January?
January 7 is the beginning of, it's called the seven-year covenant. Daniel, it says he will confirm... He will confirm a covenant with many. That means many countries.
Uh-huh.
Beginning.
So what's that mean?
Means Christmas this year? Rapture time, baby.
I don't know, but
you're telling me the Ruth, are you telling me the world's going to end? Is that what you're trying to get at here?
I'm telling you, this is a man. Beginning 2007, you better keep an eye on him.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think we should keep an eye on all the politicians.
But this guy is controlling Bush now. He controls the leaders in Israel.
That's amazing.
Listen to this. When Bush was in the EU-US summit that last weekend, they said this is an official White House website document.
Who would have thought that you had Jesus, whose name begins with a J, and now the Antichrist, whose name begins with a J? I mean, who would have thought?
Isn't that amazing? I don't know. I have no idea.
That's shocking. I bet if you translated the J's into numbers, there'd also be something really shocking.
That's
there,
like
too.
All the comparisons between Kennedy and Lincoln.
But listen to this. In the European Union, Brussels, where the building is, where the parliament is, every seat, they got over 1,000 seats there, filled with the different leaders. Every seat is filled except for the seat 666, and that's official.
Hmm.
Every seat is filled.
Fascinating.
I think that nobody
wants to be in seat 666.
Now, Ruth, they're holding it for somebody.
Ruth, I'm a bit skeptical, okay?
Well, look at this website.
Wait, hold on just a second with the website. What my problem is that Revelations was written at least 1900 years ago. And it was probably, at least it's been posited that it was written about contemporaries, people that were, you know, in power at the time. But let's say it's biblical and it's prophesying and all that stuff. People have been saying throughout the ages, this guy's the Antichrist, that guy's the Antichrist, the Pope is. People have been pointing at, that's the Antichrist all along, and they've all been wrong. And I don't know. I just don't believe it. I feel like the Bible would have been better off if we would have left Revelations out of it.
Okay, you know what? What I'm talking about is in Daniel. It said in the latter days. It's all read the book of Daniel,
I've read it at least four times.
Yes, it says he shall confirm.
You know what? This will, when you read these documents, this will open your eyes.
Ruth, Daniel 9:27 says he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
Seven years.
No, 1 week. And it says the words 1 week.
7 days. That she was confused. She thought it was 7 years. It's actually 7 days.
Well, you know, a year to the Lord is like a day, and or, you know, 1 day is like 1,000 years.
So,
and blah blah blah.
You so you believe the world's going to end? Is that right?
No, the world will never end.
You believe that you're
world
going to
without
be,
end. Amen.
You believe that you're going to get sucked up into heavens in the rapture thing, right? Is that what?
No,
you think?
Nobody knows when the rapture is going to happen. There's going to be persecution. Persecution has already started in this country, but it's been all over the world already.
Okay, I just want to understand where you religious folk are coming from on this. Why are you telling people this? I mean, if you are okay, right? I mean, if you are the good, God-fearing person that you're supposed to be, and you're going to be all right during the rapture.
Because you know what? The Bible says watch and warn. We are the watchmen. We're supposed to tell you. You may not believe it. We provide, just like you provide the information about the New World Order, you are warning people.
No, we don't do that.
We don't provide information about the New World Order because it's silly.
Yeah, I don't think there is such a thing.
Silly.
Yeah.
It's almost as silly as what you're spouting. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else did
find out.
Okay.
All I can say is you will find out.
January will roll around soon, and you know what? If Javier Solano takes over the world, we will know that Ruth was right.
And then we will apologize to you directly on the air.
So long
as we still have tongues in our heads.
Ruth, thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231.
I sincerely hope I don't have to kiss Ruth's toes after having said that.
Oh. I don't know. She sounded like she might have cute toes.
You never know.
Ugh.
Cute, crazy little toes, but
how do people get this way? I mean, don't you have a life?
Well, the Bible is an important book in many people's lives, and there are prophecies in Isaiah and Daniel and Revelations that are confusing at best.
Do you think someone told her that? I mean, did she figure this out on her own, or is she just repeating what somebody else
said? I suspect that's the case.
Why do we get all these calls? Well, the Bible prophesies this, the Bible prophesies that. Nobody calls and says, you know, Nostradamus said. We don't get any good Nostradamus calls. That's what we need more of.
Nostradamus pops up.
We need some good Nostradamus calls.
Well, don't these people tend to believe the Nostradamus stuff too, or is he totally separate from the Bible?
Well, he's totally separate, but I mean, if you want to think about prophecy and that kind of thing, Nostradamus is a good guy to read on, sure.
So, I'm still a little confused. She was saying that come January 1st, 2007,
mm-hmm.
People are going to start getting sucked up into the sky. Is that right?
No, she didn't say anything about the rapture. I said something about the rapture.
Okay.
That was me.
This is like the beginning stages before the rapture happens, that thing?
This is the prophesied covenant of many that the Antichrist will put together. It's going to be evidence that the Antichrist does walk the earth.
Hmm.
And then that could be the beginning of the end.
If it's the Antichrist, can he be killed? Like, since she knows who he is, why doesn't she call the hit squad of Jesus freaks out on this guy?
No, you couldn't, because the Antichrist is prophesied about. He has to do all kinds of things. So if you killed him, you couldn't be the Antichrist. He wasn't him.
Huh.
Like a long list of people who were and are not now.
And at some point, he will die and rise again.
But she seems pretty certain. More's on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Summer's here, and it's time for the blockbusters. No, not Hollywood's latest romance or action film. I'm talking about getting your car ready for cruising round the block and beyond. We'll review the script when I come back.
Bobby Ligas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Quiet on the set. The scene opens on your garage. And if you follow this script, you'll be an automotive action hero. Lights. Remember, a clean lens makes any picture brighter. So inspect bulbs and replace those burned out. Makeup, as in make up a list of vehicle fluids that need to be seasonally monitored. Climbing temperatures cripple cooling systems. So check the level, condition, and concentration of coolant before hitting the road. And action. Carry basic tools and a first aid kit for an emergency. But remember, for red carpet treatment, take your vehicle to a certified technician. That's a wrap. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show is right there for your downloading convenience. Front page, freetalklive.com. No logging in. No membership fee. You can't even log in if you try. It's just not possible. Just go get a place to log in. Yep, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. All right, Mark, you begged to read an email on the air tonight, and is your grand opportunity.
He didn't beg, he just tried to hijack the show.
That's true. Gosh. You can't hijack the show, but the listeners can.
I see.
You're just a lowly co-host.
Well, it's a great email, and I hope you enjoy it. And then I'm going to wad it up and stick it in your butt.
Uh-huh.
So
it's going to be a tough time because that's a laptop, not a piece of paper.
I can print it out. From Rick. And this is about, we were talking on Saturday about wars and how we feel like, well, there's really, it's questionable the United States' participation in any war. And he wants to specifically address mostly World War II.
Got it.
So Adolf Hitler was to conquer the world. Takes Europe, starts on Russia. Japan wants to take over the other portion of the world and allies with Germany. They bomb Pearl Harbor. They bomb Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh.
Not Japan, but this alliance, I guess.
Okay.
The U.S. is supposed to sit on their hands and watch Jews get cremated on a daily basis. France, Italy, Austria, Poland, and the other countries be held captive and enslaved by the Germans. Sit idle as Japan takes Okinawa, Korea, the Philippines, and attempts to take Hawaii.
Yes. No, wait a minute, no. If we're under attack, we should be defending ourselves.
Right, right. The Hawaii part, absolutely.
But that doesn't mean that gives... Just because they attacked Hawaii doesn't give us justification for going and bombing innocent people in Japan. It doesn't. Violence begets violence, and unfortunately that's we got into the war as a result of the Pearl Harbor attack, but it doesn't justify it at all. And I never said that you should sit on your hands and watch as Jews are brought into the ovens and slaughtered. By all means, go and join one of the foreign militaries or go get a crew of mercs together and go over and fight yourself. Go find out who needs the assistance and join up on their side and go ahead and fight.
But
your armchair quarterback.
But the United States as an entity should absolutely not have gotten involved in that.
I have to agree. The question is, what if you're a Nazi? What if you're a supporter of Hitler and you live in America? You're an American and you pay your taxes. Is it okay to take your tax money and use it against Hitler? I mean, I agree. Hitler's a bad man. And I'd like to say that Hitler would have never come to power if it wasn't for our participation in World War I.
Does he address that?
I'm sure he does not.
Okay.
If we lead our lives by your thoughts, your radio station, which we don't have one, we are on many radio stations.
Yeah.
We do not have a radio station. We are a radio show. We have a studio.
Well, he doesn't know that. When people are listening, they presume we're in their town.
Yes. Your radio station would be German or Japanese. Now, I say... That's ridiculous.
Yes, it absolutely
and it's said every time when I
it's
say
so
this.
Cliche.
But the fact is, Hitler's not coming over here, wouldn't have come over here. And
he was running out of steam.
Absolutely.
He was up against the Russians
by the time
we got in, as I understand it.
I'm afraid that the United States may have ended the war more quickly, but they did not end the war. The Russians definitely
they
had
would have
Hitler
crushed him.
Now, one of the reasons that we got in control is because we didn't want the Russians to have that much power.
Hmm.
So anyway, it's all politics. This is how this snowball just keeps going and gets bigger and bigger.
Before you go on, I know he has more.
Oh yeah, he has lots more.
But before you go on, I'd like to address just how asinine the claim is that we'd all be speaking German or Japanese right now. Well, how exactly is that? Did you ever think about the physical incapability of that being true?
Sure. How you're going to get a landing force into America big enough to take over the country.
Because he's already spread across Europe, right? He's over here, he's over here, he's got troops everywhere in Europe.
It's difficult to take over the world.
Right. When you take over one country, you have to subjugate its government, take over its government. Yes, you can take over some of its tools. You can hijack their tanks. You can use their own equipment against them, certainly to an extent. But you only have so many men at your disposal. And when you take over a country, only so many of the people there are going to be willing to say, hey, I'm going to sign up for your military now. So as you take over new countries, really you can only grow to a certain point. So even if Hitler was successful in taking over the entirety of Europe and all of Russia, which is ludicrous, it's not possible, he'd be out of men at some point.
Right, central planning doesn't work, and that's what he's pushing for, central planning of a war over there. And I don't think
scare tactics.
I don't think we should have been in the Philippines to begin with, but the Philippines were sort of United States territory, and I wanted to address that briefly.
Okay.
Anyway, he goes on. In Islamic fundamentalists trained in Iraq, now there's almost no proof of not proof. There's certainly no incontrovertible proof, and there's little even questionable proof of there being terrorists trained in Iraq and Afghanistan and Sudan.
Okay.
These are places without governments. essentially, at the time of the terrorist training. So you can't blame Afghanistan for, you know, a line in the sand for training terrorists.
And
I mean, there was no government.
You can't blame the people that live there either. I mean, you can't blame the innocent people that are living in those countries that are certainly not terrorists.
Right.
I mean, these countries are not countries full of terrorists. They're countries full of people trying to live their lives.
Sure.
And maybe there are a few terrorists here and there. Just like you can't blame all of the citizens of Miami because there might have been a couple of guys pretending like they were terrorists down there.
Absolutely. And what about the people of Iraq? What about one of these insurgents? Is it okay for them to come over here and shoot me in the head, shoot my wife in the head, kill my mom because you want to fight a war over there, Rick? I don't feel like it is.
No, it's not okay for any other country to invade another country, but it is okay for the United States.
Yeah, the United States, we are holy. We have God's blessing, and it's okay for us to go and invade other countries. So anyway, let me go on. let's see. Trained in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Sudan. Hijacked airplanes and blew up the World Trade Towers, the Pentagon, and crashed a plane in Pennsylvania on their way to the U.S. Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
There is verifiable proof that Saddam allowed, funded, and trained these terrorists and their
really?
Leaders in Iraq. No,
really?
There's not. He'd like to believe
he's
that there is.
He's just making it up as
well,
he goes along.
Somebody else has made it up. He's repeating it.
Yeah.
Our pacifist President Clinton, which, by the way...
Pacifist?
Not my... Right. Clinton invaded Haiti. He invaded Bosnia-Herzegovina.
He was bombing Iraq, too.
Yes, he was. Clinton's no pacifist. They're all just a bunch of unprincipled politicians who will use the military to do whatever they want. Okay. So, I mean, please, we are definitely not Democrats over here, so the Clinton thing doesn't work with me. I don't like him either. We didn't do anything in 1993, and look at the escalation. Not sure what the escalation is. I mean, no Americans died in 1993, and thank God we didn't throw 3,000 troops and about 20,000 injured troops in after that.
Mm.
And these are Americans.
And counting.
Yeah. They're not after our buildings, our politics, or our money. They want to destroy the Western world.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
They did it, Rick, because now look at what President Bush has done to our rights. They've destroyed America as it was before.
They didn't do anything.
They did, we did it to ourselves.
Right.
But America, pre-2001, is destroyed. Try going on a plane without getting patted down, Rick. See if that hasn't changed for you.
Mm.
I mean, you may like it.
Why didn't he just title this the email full of pro-war cliches?
Right. I understand.
Okay.
And it's difficult to change your line of thinking.
Is there more?
There absolutely is.
Okay.
That's only half email.
Oh, boy. 800-259-9231. Also on the way, cops attacking cops. This isn't the same story we did last week where cops were killing one another. In this case, it was a fight of some sort. We'll explain. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to talk war, do you think we should have been involved in World War II? This is your show. I say, no way. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John. I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find the wiki, over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. And there's everything there from info on the show hosts, including quotes. It's probably the best part about the wiki, in my opinion, the show host quotes. But there's also info on the issues we talk about. Even each of some of our listeners have created their own pages about themselves. So there's all kinds of stuff. Over 700 pages created by you. You can edit it. You can add to it. It's free. Wiki.freetalklive.com gets you right to it.
Exactly. If you don't like one of our listeners, for example, you don't like Matthew from Massachusetts,
right,
you can go to his page on the wiki and
vandalize it.
Just vandalize it. Post all kinds of defamatory things about Matthew from Massachusetts.
It's all there for you, and it's free. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Mark, let's continue this pro-war email that you got in here, just full of cliches.
From Rick. And by the way, Rick, is the kind of emailer that I have a lot of respect for.
Okay.
He included his full name, where he lived, his telephone number.
Wow.
The fact that he was a former U.S. Army paratrooper and proud to be bringing you freedom of speech.
Oh, boy.
I know he believes that. I don't believe that he brought me freedom of speech. But, you know, I have a certain respect for the fact that he was a paratrooper. I mean, I know that was hard work, and I certainly have a respect for him for being so vocal about his opinion that
included
himself.
Sure, we appreciate the email, yeah. No doubt about it, as
I
wrong as it might
clear.
Be. Go ahead.
So, anyway, we as a nation, led by presidents of all parties, mistake, the only presidents led by two parties, I don't agree with.
Well, there were the Whigs and
the
Tories.
I don't think that any of our, what he says, of all parties signed pacts of assistance to other countries. Well, I don't think any of our pacts of assistance have anything to do with the Tories, the Whigs, the Bull Moose,
okay,
and whomever.
And by the way, I like to be included in the nation and we, and nor do
right.
I consider myself led by anybody.
Right. He made a lot of assumptions, and one of them included is that somehow we are a we. We are not a we.
Mm-hmm.
We are a group of sovereign individuals who should be able to have their own ability to make their own choices.
As a conservative, and I'm presuming that's what he is because he sort of took a shot at Bill Clinton. And again, I don't like Clinton or Bush. I don't like any of them. But as a somebody who I'm presuming is a so-called conservative, shouldn't you believe that you should be able to keep the earnings that you make? Don't conservatives believe in, you know, really low taxes? And
I've heard
sort of
numbers
thing?
As high as 80% of our spending goes to military. I mean, at the very least, I should be able to say what kind of military spending goes on, and I don't. And I really, I think the military, at the very, very, very least, the military should be moved out of 131 UN member states, out of like 190,
but
back to America to protect us.
As a conservative, though, isn't that what conservatives want, is to, for people to be able to keep the money that they earn?
They do.
That's what I thought. But yet they all, a lot of these people support this huge state military going around the world and causing destruction. And if that's what you support, then fine. You should be able to support it on a voluntary basis.
Right, because
it's involuntary. Don't force me and take my money from a paycheck to go and spend on bombs and guns and killing innocent people.
If I don't want to pay that money, I've got to go to jail. And if I don't want to go to jail, if I use my Second Amendment right, which I'm sure you support, Rick, if I use my Second Amendment right to protect myself against armed men
who want to
take my money away from me, if I use that Second Amendment, they're going to shoot me in the head, Rick.
And
so you're willing to kill
that.
Me for your... You're willing to kill me. So yep. I am just as much, Rick, I am just as much bringing you your freedom as you were bringing me mine. And I, you know, I've got
to
say, I do it willingly. We as a nation led by presidents of all parties signed pacts of assistance to other countries. We gave our word, no such thing, doesn't exist, to help other countries.
Are you a collectivist?
Right, that's what he is. He's a communist, unfortunately. He doesn't believe
now,
he is.
Now, that's a harsh word. Collectivist. We'll call him a collectivist.
Apparently, somebody out there can give my word, and I can't. And
right.
I'm not able to do it
you
for them.
You voted for him.
I did not.
Oh, wait, that's right. I didn't vote for him either. Did you, Torgo?
No, not today.
Okay. To help other countries if invaded by hostile forces. Your thoughts would be to forget our word, go back on our agreements, and allow the aggressors to take the planet without struggle. If you feel that we are a nation of human rights violators and political bullies, I pretty much do. I'm not a nation full of them. I think that
the government,
the politicians that lead our nation are human rights violators and political bullies. I suggest you move your freedom station to another country and see how well you fare spreading
such crap. You don't like it here?
Crap.
Get out! Get out!
Yep.
See how well you could do spewing your hate somewhere else. They wouldn't let that go. You know why? Because you live in the greatest country in the world. It's America.
Well, I do think that America is a great country. But what I'd like to say on that is there are many freedom indexes where America doesn't show up as number one.
We're losing
our
greatness.
Yeah, we do. We're losing our freedoms. We show up a tenth on the...
The bigger this government gets, the bigger... It's a variety of different positions.
It is a variety of them.
Hong Kong kicks our butts in every single one.
Yeah. Now, there's freedom, just so you know, Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say that Hong Kong's great. I'm sure it's got lots of problems.
Sure.
America does, too. We're trying to bring it to freedom. That's all.
Hong Kong is rated number one on lowest, it's number two on lowest tax burden. It's number one most economically free in two separate studies done by Americans. The studies are done by your own Conservative Heritage Foundation. They're one of the guys that does the study.
Okay. Let's see. You would probably be taken out and beaten, then shot. Guess what? A soldier from our country would probably give his life to try to save yours despite your arrogant, incorrect, and totally ignorant view of this world.
What about the soldiers in New Orleans last year that were willing to shoot and kill Americans?
To take away their guns.
Yeah, to take away their guns.
I'm sorry, I don't think that it's the soldiers that are bringing us freedom.
Nope.
Unfortunately, the soldiers are just following orders of the politicians that push them around.
That's correct.
So, I respect soldiers, but... At the same time, they're pawns for these politicians.
I respect soldiers that only follow constitutional orders, and there are very few of them. Go
okay.
Ahead.
You've been around for what? 25, 30 years, Ian?
27.
Okay, I'm 35.
Yeah.
So you haven't even had enough a world experience to have such a crappy opinion.
between the three of us, we've had more experience.
I've been around for... I've been 8 years a paratrooper and have seen the world. Well, I've been to 13 countries. And the way that other people struggle to live, and it's true, there are many places that are not nearly as great as the United States. The United States has a great deal of wealth, and I believe we got it through freedom, and that freedom's being taken away, Rick. That's
correct.
What I think. And consequently, we will be less productive and less well off.
Of course.
Okay. Without me and those that went before me, you would be speaking German or Japanese today. I think we
repeating himself.
Yeah. We can find the Japanese because
and I am out of points.
Right. He goes on to the Japanese confinement. I love this.
Oh.
We confined the Japanese because their country attacked ours. We were at war. We bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Wait. So because you looked Japanese in America, you consider it, if you're Japanese in America and you're rounded up into a camp, they did it because their country, even though they live here?
Right.
Because
they're Americans, my friend Rick, and my heritage is German. My people did not get locked up in concentration camps here in America. It's just bigoted, disgusting crap.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Don't defend
that.
That
is so stunning.
I mean, your email would have been great without this, but unfortunately, you've revealed yourself as a bigot.
Racist.
You may not believe it. But you've got to really look at that, because why didn't they confine Germans?
And if this is his logic, then he must support locking up everybody that's brown, or everybody that's Muslim, or everybody that's from the Middle East.
Let's lock up every Mexican. Might be illegal.
There's bad guys from their country that came here and attacked us.
Right.
So we should throw them all in camps, huh, Rick?
We didn't have to invade that country to have them surrender. Communists invaded Korea and Vietnam. We should have bombed the crap out of those invaders also. We were following our signed agreement to protect our allies.
I didn't sign
I'm not sure agreement. That we've signed any agreement, by the way, with Vietnam, but okay. And the whole Gulf of Tonkin thing.
Fake.
Lies. Sorry.
They lied us into war.
Iraq should be escalated. More troops, more airstrikes to stop the insurgents. Now, wait a second.
More troops?
At the very least, he does make some sense here. There are two lines of reasoning that make some sense as far as foreign policy in the United States, and Iraq specifically. Either A, get out of there and leave those people alone, or B, wipe them out down to their sheep.
Why do you think that makes sense? Because at least we'll win. That's senseless violence. You do not win by killing innocent people.
I'm not saying
that's not
that it's
a
good.
Win, Mark.
I think it's a bad idea,
you've
but at
promoted
the very least,
it,
a fewer Americans will die.
You've promoted that several times on the air, and it's disgusting. You're saying that a few fewer Americans will die, but more innocents will die. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want, even in the remaining moments of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where every feature is on the house. We give away so much. If you compare our site to those other talk show websites, you'll see that we give away a lot of stuff for free. In fact, virtually everything for free compared to those other sites that want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month just to get access to their archives. You grab up a year's worth of archives on the house at freetalklive.com. Now, in return for that, besides just listening to the show and maybe sharing us with your friends, we do ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And, Mark, what does that help us do?
It helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We get ads in Talkers Magazine. We advertise on the Internet, and we try to get more listeners.
Basically, the point is to expand Free Talk Live, to get the show on more stations, to get more listeners, and it's working. And all we ask from you, $3 a month, a cup of coffee. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the perks that you'll get and more. It's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to wrap up this email from Rick. He's a warmonger. He thinks that we all signed a bunch of agreements with foreign countries, apparently, which, of course, I didn't sign any agreement with any foreign countries to protect them at all. But nonetheless, let's go on with his cliches.
Well, he's gotten into this nationalistic fervor. But anyway, this next comment's directed at you, Ian. You sit in Florida on the beach and take deep hits and think you're having deep thoughts without a lot of deep study or reality.
I don't go to the beach.
No, you just take
deep hits. That's not true. There's a photo of you on the beach
on
the website.
That's true.
Holding on to your girlfriend like you're about to do something creepy to her.
I, on the other hand, haven't smoked pot in quite some time.
Mm.
Put out the joint and get the real facts. They're all out there in all the major publications. When you finally grow up, stop smoking pot, and realize that this country has given you, you may just change your mind about the military.
Realize what has, what?
This country has given to you.
The pot?
Smoke another one, man.
Okay.
Until then, do give your incorrect opinion about the subject into which you are obviously have no experience or education. I do not care what socialist college you may have gone to.
Oh.
No, we're not socialists here, just to make sure.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, those institutions are
the one talking in collectivist terms,
are the
Rick.
Same that have created this current media of NBC, CBS, and ABC, and all the other liberal-leaning media organizations.
Wow.
We don't consider ourselves liberals either.
It's clear to me that he didn't listen to the show for longer than 10 minutes before he wrapped this email.
I sincerely hope that he continues to listen to the show and realizes that we...
I'm not going
to
call him.
I mean, that's kind of mean. I don't want to fight with the guy.
But I mean, be like, hey, Rick,
right?
And he's got your email, man.
He's a paratrooper. He's going to snap my neck if he ever felt like it.
Is he an indie listener, just out of curiosity?
Yes, he's
okay.
He's from India.
Okay. I think he was actually on the phones, but he dropped off the line on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Shame. Rick, call us back sometime.
He got a lot more airtime this way than he would have otherwise.
Well, that's true. But he didn't get to rebut anything.
stop listening to others, start reading the true facts, and hopefully your brain cells are not too damaged.
Yes, read the true facts at rushlimbaugh.com.
now it's andy.com.
Is that it?
That's
you
it.
Done? Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Howdy.
You're on the radio.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I got a beef about freedom of the press.
Man,
being carried too far.
You think,
you think freedom of the press is being carried too far?
Give an example, please.
Well, the current the press revealing information about the CIA operation monitoring the finances of the suspected terrorists and terrorists.
Is this Dick Cheney?
Okay.
No.
So do you agree with the move to try and prosecute newspapers that are printing that information?
I agree that they are endangering this country.
How? How is it that revealing that our government is doing things that are sneaky and suspicious and that could bring any of us under scrutiny and suspicion and possibly thrown into a military brig somewhere like Jose Padilla? How is revealing that information threatening our country, sir?
Being the operations of the CIA is a sneaky and suspicious business.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
You're dealing with sneaky and suspicious people, and you have to.
They are sneaky and suspicious people.
If the press had real courage, they'd advocate that the CIA be abolished as the unconstitutional agency that it is. Like the FBI and the NSA should be abolished, as well as the FAA, the FCC, and all the rest of those federal bureaucracies.
Do you agree with this? That the press, they said that they were in negotiations with the administration for weeks before they released this, and they said ultimately they came to the decision that running this story was in the interest of the people of America. Do you agree with them on that?
Yeah, I find it very interesting to know what the government is doing with my money. I find that very interesting to know, absolutely.
And you think it's a waste of money to monitor the finance, the movement of money?
I think the CIA is a waste of money, and I think the federal government is a waste of money as well, sir. What do you have to say to that?
I think the freedom of the press is going too far. That's the issue.
All right, well, hold on, Mike. Let me get back to the original question that I asked you when you first made that statement.
Okay.
Do you think that the freedom of the press has gone too far? So do you agree with the Senate's current call to prosecute the New York Times and other news outlets that are printing this information?
Yes, I do.
What would you like to see happen to them? What kind of punishment?
So you really do feel that the things that they are saying, that them expressing their freedom of speech, them taking information that they have gained and making it known to people should be illegal?
I do not believe that freedom of the press should endanger other people. I don't believe that any freedom that we claim to have in this country should endanger others.
Wait,
ever.
Mike. Wait a minute.
Now, wait a second, Mike. Mike is the freedom of the press is sort of the thing that counterbalances the power of the government. You know, like there's freedom of the press, and they report on what the government's doing. And so, without freedom of the press, then the government could grow completely unchecked.
Oh, I
don't have government
control
of the press.
A good case in point was Watergate. Okay.
What about it?
This is a different story. This is the situation. And you take also Valerie Plame being outed.
Right. I see. So it's when the government when the people of your favor are in charge, then you think the press should be cracked down on. Now, what is it that you think should be the punishment for the New York Times?
You can't. It's a difficult situation.
Sir, you just advocated prosecuting the press. What would you like to see as the punishment? For those editors, because there's an editor that said, there's the guy that wrote the article, and then he submitted it to the editor. The editor said, okay, we're going to print this. There may have been a few other, you know, copy editors, people involved. So at the very least, I think you've got the author and the editor. What should the punishments be?
I don't know. I'm sure they could come up with something really creative to make sure that they wouldn't be stupid enough to reveal any more.
Should we throw them in jail? You say creative.
Things that they're bringing out.
You say creative. Why don't you be creative? Should we throw them in jail? Should we fine them?
I wouldn't have any problem with the people that let these things come out be prosecuted.
Maybe we should. How about this? Here's an idea. How about we just let the government control the press?
No, dude, I don't agree with that.
But that's what you're talking about.
It really is. That, I mean,
that's what you're advocating.
It's a very small control, but in fact, that's what it is.
You just said that the press is used as a check on the government, okay?
Correct.
Where's the checks on the press? That's the problem I got. There is no
the other press. The
Everybody
rest of
the
press.
Everybody wants the press to just be free.
Sir,
press
sir, the check on the press is you buying their product, reading their product. If nobody wanted to buy the New York Times, they'd go out of business. That's the check on the press, sir.
People love a juicy story, and that's
it's
why
the marketplace.
Okay, Mike, the Inquirer
the
would be the
they
big story.
They say it was in the interest of the people of this country. It wasn't my interest. I don't believe that.
Don't
and
buy the paper.
Let me ask you a question,
they had
Mike.
My interest in mind.
Mike.
They're wrong.
Mike, I got a question for you here. Now, let's forget the newspapers. Let's talk about you, Mike, as a man, okay? If you had this information, if you had somehow gained the information, and you felt that you needed to tell somebody about it, so you posted it in your blog, should you go to jail? Because you're just expressing your freedom of speech as an American citizen.
If I'm revealing anything that endangers the national security... I believe it should be against the law.
Okay, so you think that revealing information that the CIA is tracking the finances of suspected terrorists endangers national security?
Yes, I do.
In what fashion?
Because it does make it more difficult for them to do the work they do. If the terrorists realize
I'm sorry, we're running short on time. Who gets to decide whether or not the press article in question is endangering national security? You or the government?
People.
The people?
The people don't get to decide anything in America.
The people don't bring prosecutions against the press. Prosecutors do.
I mean, we might get to decide who the president is, and we might get to decide, well, that's it, really.
It is so sickening. I'm so sad for you, Mike, that as somebody who probably at one time supported freedom, I'm so sad for you that you have fallen so far away from what this country was founded on, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. You're just willing to throw it all out the window for your precious national security, and it's disgusting. You're selling us all down the river. Have a super night. It's Spinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mike.
And
the Mark.
You suck.
More on the way tomorrow night. In between now and then, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.